What do you think about the Ohtani? A lot of money, huh?
Yep. That's a lot of money, all right.
A lot of money in 10 years.
Still is a lot of money.
They better win. And they better win quick because, you know, in 10 years, it's going to be, we're going to be the fucking Pirates. You see, there's like, I forget, like 8-9 teams that are getting paid less. Well, I mean, on if you averaged it.
Like the whole team?
Like the whole team. It's getting less than $70 million a year.
I think their payroll is less than $70 million a year, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Well, hopefully they don't have to pay nobody else. Well, this year they're all right. They're safe this year.
Who?
Dodgers.
No, they're going to add. They need to add. They need more pitching.
God bless them.
I heard he has an opt-out clause.
So if the president,
somebody
there's like
that
two,
offers him $700 million, you want to get out?
There are two executives on the ownership that if they leave, he can opt out.
Yeah, if the owner and that Friedman guy, if they leave, he can opt out.
Oh, is that why he signed? Because of those guys?
Mm-hmm. Guess so.
Not because of that. Well,
money's not the best. You kind of want to win. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Well, he could have went to the Yankees or he could have went to.
But I think
weird. There's teams that, you know, it's not like there's a straight powerhouse every year. It used to be a long time ago, like the Yankees and Dodgers.
The Dodgers have won, like, was it 10 or 11?
Yeah, they do good. They don't win the big one,
and that's the problem.
They don't win the big one.
Well, I don't know where they get all this fucking money.
That's almost why I want Robert to go. Okay, they better win this year, or I don't know.
Like, they have money.
As a coach, you got to win the big one, and I mean, yep. Okay, they got the COVID season, but they can't do anything in 162 games season.
Well, technically, they got cheated out of two World Series because the Red Sox and the Astros cheated.
But they could have won it.
So technically,
three. Astros. I was watching on YouTube. There was a PBS documentary, and at one point they stopped doing it when this actual picture thing for the Blue Jays actually figured them out. Like whenever they were calling the sign, he would hear like them banging. And he calls his catcher, and they changed up the signs, and that's when the Astros figured it out. But, I mean, it's kind of like the 53 Giants, you know, how they cheated. And even they say that Robbie Thompson's home run wasn't, like, they didn't use it. It's like, okay, you didn't deserve to be there in the first place. You cheated your way to get there, so.
Yeah, well, they better win. I think they better win at least 3-4 World Series in this 10 years that he's.
You know, it's almost like the Bruin fan watching Chip Kelly. It's like, I wanted him gone. Not that I hate the guy or anything, but there's no improvement. I mean, he's been there 6 years, and there's no improvement. And
yep.
But he beat USC.
Well, Roberts.
So.
Well, it just happens. Everybody.
But like I said,
they won one World Series or whatever. You want to blame the cheaters or whatever. You know, they said that. They were cheating to get there, but they didn't cheat against the Dodgers, and the Dodgers got beat still. That seems to be their trend, is they do good. Okay, well, let's knock all that off. And every time they get to the postseason, they won one World Series, which is good. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. And then,
but you know what? They won, but who knows what if in full season, who knows what would have happened?
Yeah. Well, like Alberto said, they were cheating, yes, and that's not right, but against – when they played against each other, they weren't cheating. They were already caught already, weren't they? Weren't they already known of?
Well, they had been caught.
They had been caught, but
yeah, a player
they were cheating
them
in the World Series.
And then they, you know, whoever was doing it on the Astros, they're like, okay, you know, this guy caught us. You know, it's only a matter of time. Let's stop it now. But, you know, you
but
get momentum.
Stopped, right?
You win games that you weren't supposed to win. You get into the playoffs, so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they didn't cheat, they may not have made it, but they made it there, and then they played a fair game, and they won. But they didn't play fair to get there. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
But when we took all the cheating out, we took everything out, and the two best players played against each other without cheating, the Dodgers should have won, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, see if they were cheating with the Dodgers all the way they through did. The whole thing. Okay,
they did cheat.
You need a $700 million player to help you guys, because even after the cheating, you guys still can't do it. So I don't know what the deal. Now it's the coach. Now it's
who's you it, guys?
It'll happen. If it's meant to be, it'll happen.
I had nothing to do with it.
You'll be fine. Jesus Christ. It's just they can't. Once they get to the.
I mean, next it's just
maybe
as a
they'll
fan,
get it this year.
As a fan, I'm expecting something in the next 10 years because you're. Okay,
you know what?
Ohtani,
well, I hope so too.
You know, Ohtani's helping you by only taking $2 million a year. You know.
Well, he's only batting this coming year, so hopefully his batting will put you guys over because you guys need pitching too, and yeah, he's not ready to pitch yet.
You need both, and that's always
if you got you know if what? You got if you got them both like right away. I think because you guys were good last year, I think you got the same pretty much crew, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody really left, really. That you.
Well, no, I mean, hurt you guys. Kershaw hasn't signed yet.
Oh well,
I mean, you got
guy.
You got
we're
a bunch of
post-season.
Injuries. I don't know how they're going to start, but.
I think you know
if
how
Kershaw
they,
doesn't play and you get the new if you get the 700 million man able to pitch, he takes his place and more. You know, you got the hitting, you got the pitching, and if you need a couple more pitchers that are, you know, just under him, because not
you know,
that guy's
you
pretty
how,
good. He's a good pitcher.
Yeah, you know how baseball, if you win the division, you get like the layoff. Five days?
I hate that.
I think that hurt them.
I mean, it hurt the Braves too. I think
they hurt the Braves too.
Didn't three of the four number one seeds lose?
Yeah, they lost. The Braves lost. The Dodgers lost. The Orioles lost.
The Astros.
Well, the Astros lost too. So
no. They
who won Astros? The World Series? I even forgot. Wasn't the Diamondbacks? It was the
Astros.
Was the Phillies.
No, the Rangers.
The Rangers.
Yeah, but the Astros didn't lose in the first round, so they made it to the.
I think the layoff hurts them.
Well, Eddie, that's part of the game, Eddie.
No, but baseball is like you have to have your timing down. It takes time to get your timing down, and then when they.
So in the past years, with all these World Series, that the people that had layoffs and won it, what do you say to them?
They didn't have layoffs.
It was different though. It was different before because you didn't have the wild card.
There was a one game series. God. Now they've turned it into your three or five. And
yeah,
look at Dodger fans, relax. Okay, it's always an excuse with you guys.
Okay,
just
Angel
look
fans.
At you guys got a good team. You just got a new guy. Fuck $700 million. Relax. You guys are gonna do really good. Especially hopefully. I don't maybe not
right,
this
come
coming
on, it's
year.
906.
The next year after, if the guy ever pitches again, I can't believe somebody took him unless he says he's gonna pitch. Could you imagine if he said no, I'm only gonna hit? And they paid him $700 million. Holy shit! Then he could do that. What's that guy that gets that million a year for like 30 years?
Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla.
And then okay, I'm good with that.
Actually, I think there was another player I read that had the same thing. I think Ken Griffey Jr. with the Reds. They're still paying him.
Man, that's crazy. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good retirement right there.
Yeah, I mean, and Ohtani's smart. You know, you get all
and
that.
Who would think he can't even speak English and he's smart?
No, he's got agents.
Well, that don't mean nothing.
What do you mean that doesn't mean nothing?
Okay, he's got agents. All right.
Okay, you know,
but
he can't speak English doesn't mean he's dumb, okay?
I didn't say he was dumb. Hey,
you said he was smart.
That Alberto said has nothing to do with Steve.
He's got an interpreter.
Okay, he's got an interpreter.
You said he wasn't smart because he spoke Japanese.
Didn't speak
English. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'll be correct.
Before we start here, let's be real. He went after that paycheck. And he picked what? The Dodgers over who else was in
Yankees.
The mix? The Yankees.
The Giants, the Yankees, the
Blue Jays. Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of them. But, you
and
know.
He's a foreigner, so he wanted to be in Hollywood. I mean, who people that come from other countries, where do they want to go? Either New York or Hollywood. Hollywood's better.
Well, some want to go where the money is.
Well, like $700 million is not enough?
If somebody offered me $800 million, he might have gone.
Well, nobody did. I bet you somebody did. Yeah, nobody got that kind of fucking money. The Dodgers really don't. That's why they got him. Well, we'll pay you over 20 years.
The Guggenheim Group is like billionaires. I mean, they're like, they got plenty
of
money.
The Dodgers got that $200 billion TV deal.
Now they can pay Well, pay somebody else $700 million. Fuck it. Go get all the Yankees. Fuck it.
The only thing stopping that is MLB with salary caps. That's the only thing that stops
them. They're going to get that other guy. They're going after that Yoshinobu Mamamoto.
Yeah, they're going after that dude too, huh? Why did they even play this year? Fuck it. Just give him the trophy. Man, they're like the new Golden State Warriors. They got the whole stacked team.
Hey, buddy.
Okay, let's go. It doesn't matter to me. Congratulations. He's a good player. Steve. If he never pitches again, that's the worst fucking thing you guys ever got.
Eddie.
If he decides, I can't do it. My life is more precious. But I'll hit like a mother for you. $700 million
Eddie, one thing. Steve complains about it and, saying all that stuff. But
complaining.
If it was the
you guys are complaining. Oh, it's the coach and with people cheating. We never do. Well, just wait. Your time's coming.
Yeah, okay, mister. Every Chiefs game I have to see a
I'm not complaining. See,
your take on Instagram.
My take on what?
If your team was piece of shit, like the Panthers, you'd be this coach has to go and this and that. Yeah, okay, let's go.
I don't say nothing. Oh, like my team's doing real good right now. Do you see me saying anything? They're just not doing good. They got to get it together. What am I gonna do? I can't go play for them.
Yeah,
we got no more money.
You're telling me to go play for them.
I didn't tell you to go play. I just said you'd be okay. All I'm hearing is the coach. It's a coach's problem. You guys got a good team. You just gotta wait. Sometimes you gotta wait.
Just gonna see what happens.
Fuck, you just won a World Series a few years ago.
Oh, okay. I can't have an opinion. Fuck you. Okay, hit the show. Let's go.
You just had an opinion.
We just have to wait and see what happens this coming year.
You're telling me I can't. So let's go.
Ain't nobody said you didn't. I didn't say that.
You told me to shut up and wait.
I said shut up. I just said just wait. I didn't tell you to shut up. You're a man. I don't tell another man to shut up. So don't put words in my mouth.
Okay, it's recorded.
Why don't you listen to the recording?
Okay, I will.
I didn't tell you to shut up.
Merry Christmas.
You know what? This is... You guys take over. I need a break. Let's start this.
You got a break.
You're going to get one right now. Watch.
Break time.
No, Alyssa?
Union break.
They like it? Oh, ha-ha, stupid funny faces.
Some people just don't like stuff. I mean, I never like anything on Facebook.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Yeah, okay, that's... the people.
Like I said, our listeners are meatheads.
Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, our listeners gave to me a big freaking stinking headache. On the second day of Christmas, our listeners gave to me no communication and a big freaking stinking headache. On the third day of Christmas, our listeners gave to me three failed sponsors, no communication and a big freaking stinking headache. On the fourth day of Christmas, our listeners gave to me four bowel movements, three failed sponsors, no communication, and a big freaking stinking headache. On the fourth day of Christmas, our listeners gave to me no respect. Four bowel movements, three failed sponsors, no communication, and a big freaking stinking headache.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve.
I was getting into that song.
Oh, good for you, Eddie. I'm happy for you.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I pissed him off.
Pissed me off. I'm sorry that I don't... First of all, I never tell anybody, you guys, to shut up. I never tell another man to shut up. So if I did say it on there, I will apologize. But I didn't tell you.
Maybe you didn't say it, but you sure implied it.
Okay, well, now I apply it. Okay, so what else am I thinking? Between you and Eddie and the Dodgers,
I
never heard Dodgers complain so much, and yet they're on their way, and I don't know what else to say. You're complaining about the coach why they're not winning, and Eddie's complaining about the people, other teams cheat. We can't change it. All you got to do is move on.
I can't give a criticism of the team I like. Okay.
Yes, I can, but I'm just saying, hey, I'm trying to tell you, you'll be okay. Yeah, I heard your heard what you're thinking. I'm not saying for you to shut up and it doesn't mean anything. Jesus. I'm just saying, okay, I hear you, but hey, your times are coming, I believe. I believe your time's coming.
Next time, I'll just keep my mouth shut. Forget it.
Oh, my God. The Dodgers suck. I think they stink. How's that?
We should all go to a game.
I'm telling you, you guys are going to be good, and that's not good enough. I listen to your opinions. I'm like, okay, well, there's nothing we can do about it. I'm sorry. I don't think for your. I don't even know the coach. I don't care about the coach. If you think you need a new coach, to get a new coach.
Okay, cool. Every time I see, oh, the Chiefs lost, it was a tough game. Blah, blah, I'm gonna say, hey, just sit there and wait. Your time will come.
I am waiting.
You can give your little opinions on the Chiefs, but I can't say anything. You know, I prefer a coaching change. I think we need a coaching change. Shut up and wait.
I didn't tell you to. Oh, my God. No, I didn't say that. You implied that I meant. I just said, hey, everything's going to be okay. I wish if you please play this on the podcast so people can hear what was said.
I'll do the whole 10-minute thing.
Please do it.
I have no right to give an opinion about something.
All of a sudden, I told him to shut up. Uh-huh. All of a sudden, now I didn't. I just implied it. Everything is always changes when it comes down to the truth coming out. I never told nobody to shut up. Okay. Nobody.
So you didn't use the word. Okay, good. Good for you.
I didn't tell you to shut up.
Okay,
did I?
Sit there and wait. Okay, that's. Okay.
You just said I didn't tell you to shut up. I just insinuated it, right? Okay. Hello, Charlie. Oh, God. Here we go. Well, we're waiting for our guest. I don't know. See, Eddie, why are you even bringing the Dodgers up? And then all the troubles the Dodgers have. The Dodgers are just fine.
They'll be okay.
Your Dodgers are fine. I mean, I'm sorry you can't
I'm
win
sure
a lot.
They're fine. And but you know what?
Hey,
I can't say.
I post about the Chiefs all the time.
I'm sorry, when they win or lose. I'm sorry.
I want better now. I want you to want better, and I'm telling you, it's coming. I can tell you. I'm an Angel fan. I shouldn't even be telling you. You guys are going to be taking home the trophy. I don't like the Dodgers, but I'm like, hey, you guys got a good fucking player for $700 million. Your time definitely is coming. That's all I said. I didn't tell you to shut up. I didn't tell Eddie to shut up.
No, just wait.
I really don't even care about the Dodgers, but I'm happy that you got this dude because he's fucking amazing. We lost him and you got him. You need a new coach?
Who's we?
Yeah, you know what? I don't even like the coach.
That's the thing. You own the Angels. You're a part. You know, you just... That's the team you like.
I claim my team because I like the Chiefs.
Dodgers are my team. You know, they're the team I root for, and that's
now
it.
Now I gotta say it in correct form.
Uh-huh.
Okay, first I'm telling people to shut up. Now I'm owning the Angels and I own the KC Chiefs. God damn, I'm doing a good job, guys.
You should be paying us $700 million a year.
I guess so. Is there anything else with this payday? Is it just 10 years or is it longer than 10 years?
10 years.
That's it. So what is this thing where he gets $2 million? He's getting $2 million the last, the first 10 or the first five?
Well,
he's getting $2 million a year and then 68 a year for the whatever from 2034 to...
So basically, it's a 20-year deal. He's gonna play for 10, and then he's gonna get paid another 10.
So if he can play longer, he'll get $2 million, and if he can't play, he still get $2 million.
I think he's guaranteed. I think he's guaranteed all this money. So
the first 10 years, is he getting the $70 or $68 million a year?
No, $2 million.
Or is he getting $2 million for 10 years?
$2 million a year for 10 years.
The fuck
is that?
You're throwing a party over there.
All right, you know what?
No, this is your hand thing.
I can't do this. So
it's $2 million. It's $2 million a year for 10 years, and then after the 10 years, every July 1st for 10 years, he's going to get $68 million.
So the bulk of his contract is when he's done with his contract.
When he's done playing, yeah.
Oh my God! So he's only getting $2 million a year the first 10?
Or he can still continue playing, and then he's getting.
Did the Angels pay him a lot of money?
I don't know what he made with the Angels.
I mean, $2 million is a lot to us, but you know when you get in the big, you got money, you blow it.
He probably got what they're thinking of giving Yamamoto, like not as much, 100? But
at least 100.
I don't know what he made with the Angels.
He could live off of $2 million a year until he's retired and then get $70 million. God.
Well, I think they were. I was reading somewhere where he was like projected to make like $50 million in endorsements a year. This year
he's gonna be fine. So he'll get endorsements plus the $2 million just to go out and have fun,
mm-hmm.
and then when he retires is when the big bucks roll in.
Yeah, that's when. Can you imagine getting $68 million check every July 1st for 10 years?
I can't imagine getting a $2 million check.
That's nice.
Yes, Alberto, I apologize. I know I didn't tell you to shut up, and I would never tell you or Eddie or Alyssa,
and you didn't tell me
or Sancho Claus.
And you didn't use those words.
Yes, you did say you thought that I meant that. So there's a difference, okay? Come on, you got to give me the benefit of the doubt. Got to. And I know you know me well, and maybe you thought I thought that, but I was just telling you, man, you guys are going to be... And I love what you think you need for the Dodgers. Not your team, but the Dodgers. I love that you have that. I have the same for the teams that I like. I was just saying, I'm sorry that I said your time's coming, and I wish it was yesterday. But it's not. I'm sorry.
You're making Eddie cry.
Oh, God. All right, let's bring our guest out because he looks like he's getting pissed off too.
He made $5.5 million last year.
Oh, well, good for him. God, you know what? Eddie, everybody's making good money, and I'm happy for everybody, okay?
Except those, huh?
Yeah, well, we need to start throwing the ball or something because or dressing up like Santa Claus. Something. We got to do something. Maybe a blue Santa Claus suit will get us some money. What do you think?
Oh, maybe.
All right, let's bring out our guest. You remember Sancho Claus, Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even know he's coming on, do you?
I didn't know he was coming on.
Okay, well, Mike Flores, actor Mike Flores, and also known as Sancho Claus, we brought him back and for the Christmas holidays. We're going to bring him out right now. Oh, Lord.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, Sancho?
Hey, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Christmas spirit, you know?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Hey, I've noticed one thing about you. You're not much of a texter, are you?
No.
I've noticed that. I sent him messages and he only clicks a thing to make a little tiny heart. I was like asking him questions.
Like, respond with like a thumbs up or, I don't know how to do it, I guess.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't ask. Hey, you know,
he's not tech savvy.
I think he didn't like to do it. You don't like to do it, right?
No, so speaking on that Dodger player, right? The pitcher, he's making $236 a minute for the rest of his life.
Dang.
My neighbors figured it out. They went through the whole thing and they figured it out. It's just craziness, but.
So he just made $236.
So
every minute.
We were just talking about how he's only getting $2 million for. I thought it was for the first 20 five
years. For 10 years.
For 10 years, and then after that, he's getting the bulk of his. So two. Yeah. That's 2 times 10 is what 20. He's only getting 20 million for his contract, for the 10-year contract, and then after that, he'll get the $680 million.
Yeah, he'll get the
70.
I think it's $68 million every July 1st for. 10 years.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Dang, that's good.
Hey, Mike, what would you rather have? The $2 million up, $2 million a year, the first 10 years, and after that, you get $68 million or whatever, 68 point something million for the next 10 after that, to make up to $700 million, or vice versa. The $68 million, the first 10.
I think vice versa, but the government's gonna tax you so much. It's better just to get it in little chunks because the government's gonna take. What is it, 25% of whatever you get? And the more you make, the more they take?
Well, you don't know how it's going to be in 10 years, what tax rates are. They could be down, they could be up.
Right.
It's a thing, it's a thing like when you win the lottery. Like, do you want to take the lump sum or do you want to... And then you got inflation. You know, the money. I mean, we think 68 million... I mean, it is a lot, but it's going to be worth less. I mean, you're still going to be okay. He's going to be okay, but...
You take the money up front because you don't know if you're going to live 10 years, 5 years, whatever.
Because they're breaking it down that $700 million, if that's what he just got.
Yeah, if he's 81 years old or something? Uh-oh.
Oh, God. See, you got him upset. Hey, hey man, you okay? What happened, Mike?
Oh, man.
Yeah, they said if he got the $700 million and he was taxed on it, he would only get like 300.
Oh, yeah.
300 some million.
Yeah, well, the government's taking your money.
I think it's a little under $500 million. I think it's a little under $500 million after taxes.
Actually, so one of these joke sites actually said that because of California taxes, he was only going to get $53 a year.
Oh, God damn.
So, you know, a lot of people are moving to different states like Indiana, who has a lower tax rate, because millionaires are getting taxed in California. You go to Indiana, you're paying like
2%
taxes, like instead of 10 or 9.5. Like, you know, you save a lot more money being in these different states. So that's also...
Or you can go to a state that doesn't have tax.
I don't know that there like is
Florida. Isn't there Florida?
I think Florida.
Well, some. I think Texas.
I think Texas.
There's all sorts of taxes, but what California has is like the high, you know, personal income tax.
Some states
can run on sales tax or property taxes. You know, but you keep more of your paycheck, but you know you might pay a little bit more on your house or the toothpaste you buy.
But like on big contracts for like players or something like that, I always hear when they say I'm going to Miami because of that reason, or I'm going to
for
players.
If there's
less tax.
If there's a good team in a low tax state, maybe you'll take your chance over there because you know you'll keep more of your money.
So, Mike, what do you think? You think he should have? Well, I don't know. You're probably a Dodger. Are you a Dodger fan? First of all, before I don't want to ruffle feathers. Okay.
Yeah.
You think the smart move if Yankees offered him? I don't know if did they offer him $700 million too? I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know what they offered.
Okay, if it was you, and let's say you grew up as a Dodger fan, right? But you're in sports now, so you played for the Angels. Now you could go. Teams want you now. You're a free agent.
Right.
And the Los Angeles Dodgers are offering you $700 million. And the New York has a tax, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, well, let's say, oh, God. Who's in Florida? The Devil Rays?
The Rays or the Marlins?
The Rays and the Marlins.
Yeah, the Marlins. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just go there. I was hoping the Yankees didn't have a tax. Let's say the Marlins wanted you for $700 million, but there was no tax on your paycheck.
The Rays are okay, but
you would go
in the stadium.
Person where you don't pay the taxes.
Yeah, but what if you're a diehard Dodger fan?
You know where the money is, because, you know, you're going to lose a lot of that money. I don't know what the taxation is when you get richer, but I know it's a lot more than the regular 10%. So you're going to lose a lot of that money. Like, you gotta think about you and your future. I'm a Dodger fan, but if I had an option to go where there was a non-tax state or a tax state, I would go with the non-tax state.
Alberto?
I mean, it's... In the end, a lot of these... I mean, you know, when you grew up, you have your favorite team, but, you know, you are an athlete. You're a professional. I forgot who... the one conservative... he was on the Giants. You know, he gave advice to a teammate who wanted to take less money to stay on the team he liked. And he told him, no, go get all the money you can. You're a professional. This is what you do. You know, it's kind of like the reason I got all bothered and you got all bothered, because, you know, this is emotional for us, fandom. You know, we don't think about it in the sense of business. We're not players. We're not, we're not general managers. We're not owners of teams, you know. You know, Friedman, he didn't think about it as, you know, I'm a Dodger fan and I want the best team. He thought about it as business. If this didn't make business sense to sign Ohtani, he wouldn't have done it. Not for this money. To him, this is all business sense. This is the thing that people who really get upset with their teams and, they're wishing death on coaches and players. You know, you're dumb.
For sure,
they don't care about you. I mean, the Dodgers don't care about me. They care about themselves making money. Those owners, Friedman, Magic Johnson, they care about making money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They don't care about me.
I'm just curious if the player wasn't offered a contract in a state that was like what I was talking about, that didn't have a tax on their paycheck. I would imagine that, right? Why would he do that?
And don't... Believe me, somebody told him, hey, you know what? There's a good chance that, you know, okay, you play your 10 years, you head to Japan, maybe you don't get taxed as much. I don't know how they are in Japan. But, you know, he has a plan. I'm sure he has smart people around him who tell him, you know what? You do this, you just take the $2 million. Now you're going to get the $68 million for 10 years. You know, you say you live in Texas and you're not getting taxed as much. Maybe. And that's all a gamble, because you don't know what's going to be happening in 10 years.
So if he moves out of after 10 years, he moves out of L.A. and he goes somewhere where there's a state that's no tax. Yeah. That $68 million that he's owed, does he get? He don't get taxed.
I don't know how it works. It could still be because he's getting paid by a franchise based in California that he might. But you know,
so
it's
I have a rich,
it's the thing that
I have a really rich.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I have a really rich friend, right, and they moved to Indiana. So that they wouldn't get taxed, because they're so rich that they don't want to be taxed like that. So they move to Indiana, and what they do is they come here once in a while so that they can actually do business in LA, but they have to have the residence in that state. And when you have that residence in that state, that's where you're taxed from.
Well, B-Rick, I remember, even when you're rich, the way it works is, you know, you don't get taxed on the money you have. You get taxed on the money you make, income. So once, you know, it's like when you win the lottery and let's say you win $100 million and they tax you, whatever, they take $35 million. So you have $65 million left. Next year, they can't come tax your 65 because that's not income.
Right.
For now, you know, just.
There's always taxes.
There are some who want. But yeah, that's.
Yeah, but for like this guy, he's got a 10-year contract. Are they going to tax him once on that? Or are they're going to do every year, I imagine, because it's so spread out.
It's just like us. You know, whatever we make that year, we get taxed. Okay. If we make more, they'll take more. If we make less, they take less.
So if he makes $2 million, they're going to tax him on $2 million. If he makes $68 million, he's going to get taxed on $68 million.
The $68 million, they can't tax, you know, future. I mean,
in 10 years, they'll tax him.
Yeah, they'll tax him on 68. But, you know, they can't do it now. They can't say, you're going to make this much in the future.
He's probably banking that he's going to be gone. Well, the taxes are going to go down. Yeah, unless they get rid of it. Unless you're like one of these people think taxes are going to go away.
No. Never.
Mm-hmm. Okay, never. Well, no, you always pay taxes. Property tax.
Funds wars.
That's right. Now, I don't know how low it would go, but yeah, that's the point. They need that money.
Yeah.
They don't even, you know, that's the only reason they love sports. All these stars make all this money and they fund, they do a lot of the funding. They don't, you know.
So, well, that's why they like cannabis clubs too, because they tax the cannabis clubs. Anything that's making the government money, they love. Yeah.
They tax everything.
Gambling.
Everything.
What about hookers? Hookers too? Hookers?
You give it time?
No, they don't get taxed.
I thought they did in Vegas, no? Or it's just legal? No, it's taxed.
It's
in Vegas.
Legal. I mean, in Vegas, you can just bring a call girl to your room and you just pay her.
Well,
if
it's all under the table, there's no taxes. You know, if you're going to the Bunny Ranch.
It's up to her to report.
Bunny Ranch is different.
I mean, that's a legit business, so the business is getting taxed and. I don't know if they do have a personal income tax, then you know the ladies are getting taxed too, whatever they're getting paid.
No, it's up to her to report it.
Not the one you pick up walking on the streets like you do in L.A. I'm talking you call somebody, you know, you call a place, say I'm looking for a lady. It's usually you're calling a business, right? And that place probably they get paid and they pay the ladies, so that's where the taxes come, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the house would usually charge you $50 for the house, and then they would give you the girl that's $200 or something like that. You understand what I'm saying? So
you have to pay for the house? For the room?
For the room.
Well, you got to pay the madam, whoever's giving you the girl. So that's a taxation of $50. And then they let you choose the girl. And then you choose the girl.
Okay, Mike's thinking of back in the old days.
The mafia days.
What's that, Texas?
No, this is recent.
No, you gotta pay the middleman.
Well, what's that movie that came out, the Great Texas Whorehouse? What was that?
Whorehouse in Texas or something?
Yeah, that's what Mike's thinking about.
The best little whorehouse in Texas.
I'm telling you, in Santa Monica, there's a massage parlor. You go in, you tip the lady $50. Okay. Don't lie. You tip the lady $50. And they let you choose a little Japanese girl, and then you do your thing, and you're gone.
So you tip the lead lady that's running the place, basically.
The madam charges you $50 to choose the lady. Then you choose the lady.
Okay.
And you take them to a little room and handle your business, and you leave.
Damn. So
for $50?
So $50?
No, no.
Quiet, Eddie.
$50 is for the madam.
Oh, just to pick. $100 to $200.
That's the door charge.
Oh, so $50 is just to get your head in.
It's the cover charge.
Just to get just to get in the door, and they ask you, "Are you a cop?" And you're like, "No." They're like, "All right."
Not today. Not today.
Yeah,
not today.
I drive a cop car, but I'm not a police officer.
I'm off duty today.
Yeah.
I left the badge at home.
Yeah.
Oh my. So I'm just curious. Not the, you know, where's this place at?
Santa Monica. It's on 17th and Santa Monica Boulevard.
Okay. Can you give us address after the show?
Yeah. I'll drive by there and take a picture and send it. And they don't have a front entrance. You got to park in the back and you got to enter through the back.
Oh.
And an Asian lady comes out and she, I swear, she asks you, are you a police officer? You're like, no.
Word.
They walk you in, they hook you up, and then you walk out. You're like done, you know?
Man, that sounds like, what if somebody went in there like Eddie and really wanted a real massage?
That's not true.
They don't do real massages. I swear they don't do real massages. They make you take off your clothes when you go in, like you're butt naked on the table, and they just flip you over and take care of you, you know?
Butt naked?
Butt naked.
Why is that? In case you try to run or what? Why are you completely naked?
So you're going
to work. That's a massage.
Because they're gonna service you.
So you don't even have socks on?
No.
You're completely naked going into a massage parlor.
No.
When you get in.
You got to walk out of your car room, naked.
They lay you down and then they'll come in and take your underwear off and you know, hey, all right. It's about happening. To go down.
So
it's happening, Steve.
Okay, well, where's your pants? Your pants usually have your wallet in. Do you get to hold on to your wallet or you just say, whatever?
They're hanging. Yeah, so any massage place you go to, you take off everything but your underwear. You take everything off. You hang it up on a hook. Same thing here, but what I'm saying is when these girls come in, the ones that are already know what they're going to do, they remove your underwear and flip you over. You know what I mean? Like, whereas a regular massage place, you go in, you lay face down for 30 minutes, get your body rubbed, and then they flip you over. You know what I mean? So it's a little different.
Okay, before we move on to your movies,
yeah.
If you really go to get a real massage and you lay on the table, do you have clothes? Do you have to get naked? Like if you're getting like a real massage.
So you have to keep your underwear on.
That's it?
Have a towel around your waist.
But if you're going for the naughty one, you actually naked?
Need to expose that area to get your money's worth.
Man, that's crazy. So that thing you lay on, I hope they clean it afterwards. So I'm sure
they replace the sheet. Come on.
It's like the doctor's office.
Yeah, they just pull it down.
They bring the picture paper down.
Oh my gosh. Man. So they're depending on that with all those stains that can leak through and they don't clean the bottom of that thing? I imagine it's a vinyl thing, right?
They use a Clorox wipes
vinyl,
after.
But they have sheets. Like, they have sheets and they have washing machines there on site where they wash the sheets and stuff. Because the customers come and go, like, all day.
They're not buying Tide.
Man, that's crazy. So they actually have washing machines in there?
Yeah, they do everything there. They eat lunch there. They don't go nowhere. They're like, that's where they're at for 12 hours a day.
What happens if the girls call out? It's just one girl all day long?
they don't have a union, Eddie.
She's going to be blown out, hey.
Eddie, imagine if you had that job doing the washing.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man.
Wear gloves, Eddie.
And it's leaking.
Smell like bleach.
Get one of those painter masks because you're going to need it. And gloves.
Yeah.
You're going to smell like bleach and condoms.
Oh, gosh. Too much. Hey, Mike, thanks for playing around with us there for the time you have. What's going on? What's up with Santa Claus? Is there a part two coming out? Or
we are going to do a part two. I am going to direct. I'm not going to act in it. I might do a cameo, but I want to give someone else, because there's so many Sanchos in the world. I don't want to be like, hey, I'm the only Sancho. You know what I mean? So, Sancho's right here.
Oh, man.
Hanging out.
You got to do a part two. You can't just do one and leave. Leave people
hanging.
No.
I am going to do a part two. But I'm going to do the part two with another actor, I think. Because, most of my cast kind of are upset. I don't know why, but they act kind of funny. So I think just recasting it and redoing it with a different actor, a different cast, is better for me, because it'll probably be cheaper than to get these actors that are acting kind of funny because they didn't get
paid the first time.
I don't know. They got paid. They got paid. They didn't get, I guess, what they wanted from it, you know? So they act kind of funny. They don't promote it. They don't, I mean, they did great as actors, but yeah, it's a little.
I hear you. So they didn't get, they were looking for like the Dodgers, they got this new guy. They want to look at that kind of money, huh?
That's the kind of money that, yeah, and they're, and you know what? They're really popular, like on TikTok, and one of my co-stars on there, he has like 1 million followers on TikTok, and he doesn't promote it. The other one has 500,000. They don't promote it. You know what I mean? Like, they want me to send them money, or you know what I mean? It's like, man, I gave you guys the opportunity. You guys did a great job. You guys should be promoting it, you know? But
so you think
we are working on the second one? What is it?
So Alberto, you think they're kind of like a little sore that they didn't get the money that they wanted, and they're just like, I'm not gonna promote this.
What even though the royalties?
Well, they got paid. They got paid daily for working. Like, they understood that, and I told them that the movie does really good, I'll break you off some money. So what happened is, when we released it, we had over 6,000 people trying to buy it the first day. I hired a company called Wix.com, and Wix.com could not handle the traffic, nor were they taking any other payment besides PayPal. So I lost over 5,000 and something views because they were only taking PayPal instead of taking credit cards and all that. I would have made 80,000 on the day of release. But because the company that I hired did not have their stuff together, I lost $75,000 in one day.
Dang.
So yeah, it was my web designer. He was like, hey, let's go with this company. They're really good. They suck. Well, we were watching the movie. It was laggy. Like, my movie's on Amazon Prime now, so people can buy it on Amazon Prime. I also sell DVDs and all that stuff. So, you know, it does well throughout the year. Like, people watch it whenever, you know, so it does good. But we are working on doing a part two. We're also working on another series, and this is called Cholo Cops, right?
Okay.
So I get harassed a lot because of the way I look by cops that are white, you know, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. So the other day I got pulled over, and I had a meeting with these police officers in their office, because I'm like, why are you guys fucking with me? Like, I'm out here. I got my kids. I'm not doing anything. You know what I mean? I'm living my life. And so we had a meeting, and I told them, like, man, wouldn't it be funny if I shot a series called Cholo Cops, where we just harass white people and, you know, like, what you guys do to us, like, old rich white people, you know? And they were laughing. They were like, you are so fucking crazy. I'm like, I'll spend a couple thousand just to shoot that real quick, you know what I mean? Just put it out there. Like, this is what really happens to us. Like, I have white friends that are rich that have never felt handcuffs, that are, you know what I mean? And I'm like, what do you mean you've never been in handcuffs? Like, what? Like, you know what I mean? And they're like, no, we've never been. We got a ticket once. Like, what the fuck? Like, me? I've been in handcuffs over hundreds of times, you know what I mean? Like, hundreds. Like, you can't even make it up. So
they don't know that you're the big star of Santa Claus?
No, they do now, but they didn't know that day when they pulled me over. Like, they, okay. Because I drive a retired police cruiser, like a SUV, the Explorer.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You hear me? And I drove down the street of a gang. I didn't know it was a gang. And the gang unit follows me, and they pull me over, and they're like, hey, get out of the car. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not even from right here. I'm from South Central. Like, what are you guys fucking with me, you know? So I said, bring your sergeant. The sergeant was like, all right, Mr. Flores, get out of the car. They cuffed me. And I was just like, why are you cuffing me? For my protection. I'm like, bro, you guys are the ones killing people, not us. Like, what the hell, you know? So we had a meeting the next day, and we resolved it, but it's just like, man, you guys are going after the wrong people. So I put Santa Claus on the back of my police car so they know who I am.
that's all it takes, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, Eddie, I gave you a copy, didn't I? That Mike sent it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should I ask you if you watched it?
I don't have a DVD player anymore. Okay. I'll have to buy it on Amazon.
Mike, I'm so sorry.
You don't have a PlayStation?
Yeah, you don't have a PlayStation?
Eddie's not a gamer, no.
No, I'm not a gamer. Oh, I haven't played video games since junior high.
Since Pac-Man.
Okay, calm down over there. Shit.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Mike, wait. You might put him in the movie in these.
Hey, yeah, he's aggressive.
He's very aggressive. Damn it.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it on Amazon.
Cholo cop. Hey, yeah. He's going to be the Cholo cop.
All you have to do in the movie, put Eddie in the movie, right? And then have somebody ask him, hey, you got a PlayStation? And all hell will break loose. Just keep the film rolling.
Hell yeah. You got an Xbox? What is that?
There's no need for a script at that point.
no script needed after that. Just keep the film rolling.
Yeah, the movie writes itself.
I only play Atari. play Atari. Fuck that.
Atari.
That's crazy.
So Santa Claus is available on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
And if they want to buy a hard copy, how do they do that?
They can hit me up. hard copies. We got stockings. We got all kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow. Look
for
at that.
Christmas.
That was a black one, huh?
Yeah.
Look at that, Eddie.
Yeah. You have a Santa Claus Santa hat?
Oh, there is a Santa hat. What is it? Yeah, look.
Oh, he does have one.
Doesn't he? Oh, boy. Got it
we
all.
We brand
huh?
everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a movement.
So there is some works maybe going into a part two.
Yes.
In the future. I know last time you were on, you were talking about some kind of puppets. You were thinking about doing some kind of show with puppets or something. Did that ever, in an album or music and stuff like that?
I did do a puppet show, but the person who shot it kind of kept the footage, and they gave me the footage, but I don't have an Apple computer to where I can access and get it edited, and my editor only has a PC, so I wasn't able to edit the show. I do have a little bit of edit, but I could have like six puppet shows that I can put on YouTube already if I had the right person that could edit it real quick. You know
maybe
what
we
I mean?
Should, we should hook them up with our editor, Steve. Alberto.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about David.
I'm only audio editor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Audio is good.
Audio?
We need that too. Yeah, because sometimes we get static in the sound. They got to cut out the static. I had to hire a music producer for the film. And actually, we're releasing the Santa Claus movie soundtrack on December 17th this month.
Oh, wow.
So we'll be releasing that to the public. The soundtrack, yeah.
Nice. A CD. Is it going to be a CD?
It's going to be on all live platforms.
Oh, streaming.
Yeah, it's going to be a tape.
Apple Music, Spotify.
It's going to be a tape?
Yeah, it's going to be a tape. Yeah.
Cassette or 8-track?
It's going to be on a floppy disk. Remember the big floppy disk?
No, but seriously, it's going to be on stream, like iTunes and stuff like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So while I've taken a break from Santa Claus, I made another album with an artist named David Ortiz, and I released that. That's out on all major platforms through my company as well. But December 17th on all streaming platforms, we'll be releasing the soundtrack for Santa Claus. And the reason why I did that is I wanted to own everything. I wanted to own the music. I wanted to own the movie. I didn't want to give away any of my rights, so I just made my own music.
So you
makes sense.
You did it yourself. Are you the performer?
No. Well, so what I did is I hired. What I did is I went into the studio with producers, made the beats, brought the beats back and then gave each artist an option to choose one of two beats, because I purchased 13 beats, I believe. And so I gave the artist an option to choose one of the two beats to make the song. So I have 11 different artists on the Santa Claus soundtrack. I'll send it to you on the 17th when it's released, but I'll also send you the David Ortiz album. So I wrote that for my ex, but I'm not a singer. I'm not, you know, so...
Wait a minute.
If I would have sang it, it would have sounded like shit, you know? Like, hey.
Wait a minute. You wrote it for your ex?
For my ex.
Your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
You wrote a whole album for your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
Like when you were together, or you wrote it after the breakup?
After the breakup.
Oh, so it's gonna be angry album. Is it gonna be angry or
no,
sad?
No. Sour? Actually, it's not. It's R&B. It's really nice. Like me and the artist sat here for like 7 days writing the album. It's actually a really cool album. It really has a nice flow. There's no anger in the album. There's songs like Toxic, where I'm telling the girl she's toxic, but I like it. You know, there's other songs called like We're Just Friends.
Because it's love making music, Steve.
Around, what is it?
That's love not making love music. Making music. We're just friends. What kind of shit? That's not love making music.
No. So I'm saying,
we'll have to get the album.
What I'm saying is the song is called Just Friends, but we're having sex and we're together, but we tell everyone we're just friends. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, like,
it's almost like we're hiding the reality that we're together, because we tell everyone, hey, we're just friends. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But the big question is, why would you be doing that? Why were you hiding? You guys hiding it for a reason, or is it exciting that way? Or
I think because we're in multiple relationships that, you know.
Oh, you're just dating. So you can
no. Date. So like, I have more than one. I have like more than one girl that I see a week.
So you're dating. Dating her. You're dating other girls. You're dating so and so and so and so.
Well, I don't take them out. No, I don't take them outside and date them. I just bring them here for a little while, and then they go home.
Oh, okay. Hey,
no dating, nothing. Hey.
Okay. Hey, it was just a word. It was just a word. So booty calls. Yeah. Booty calls. Booty calls.
He does a massage
booty
parlor call. Thing at home.
Yeah.
Massage sneaky parlor links. Calls.
Yeah, sneaky links.
What is it called?
Sneaky links.
Sneaky links.
Sneaky links.
Okay. Yeah, so they're sneaky. They come in, they get what they want, and they leave. And you don't hear from them till next week. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Yeah,
that's the way life should be.
See, Eddie, that's the actor's life right there, Eddie. That's mm-hmm. why we got to get into acting. You're going to be having booty calls every week.
Man, I promise you. So what I do is I go, it's called fishing, right? So I post on Instagram, hey, I need a massage. And then girls will respond. And that's what I call fishing, because you're out there throwing the line out to see who's going to catch. You know what I mean? And then you bring them over, have fun with them, and then never talk to them again. Hey.
You toss them back, huh?
I kind of like that.
Yeah, toss them right back in the ocean.
And tell them, and then tell them if you're lucky, you'll get hooked again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
You throw them back.
There's only been one girl that... that has come back after that, and only one girl. But it usually doesn't happen. They usually get blocked, or you gotta send me an email, or
you gotta make it work for it, huh? Or
a letter or something. You know what I mean? Mail me a letter. Like, prove
it's
your
not
worthiness.
It's not gonna be that easy the second time, right?
Yeah.
Now he's making it hard for them. If they want to come back, hey, it's not easy on Instagram. You're gonna have to write a letter. You're gonna have to work at it, and then I'll think about letting you come over.
Send me a poem. You know what I mean? A poem. Be creative.
Yeah. There you go, Eddie. You got a question for Sancho Claus?
So if you do, when will the movie come out? Next year, the second.
We're working on the writing right now. If it did, we'd probably start filming in like July next year.
Okay.
So yeah, we're working on the script right now as we speak. And then, yeah, we'll go from there.
Interesting. Alberto, do you think he should get rid of the cast that was getting greedy and start fresh? Or do you think he should get them back to the table and have a conversation with them on why they're so sore?
I don't know. Try to have a conversation, but if they just want to be sore, then get a new cast. Get some fresh blood in there.
Yeah, I think just reshooting it with a whole new cast, a different Sancho, all that does is open it up to different audiences. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We can get Danny Trejo to play Sancho Claus. He's not good looking. He's not a Sancho, but he can sell some movies. You know what
Danny,
I mean?
That is Sancho Claus's opinion, not that of the M25 show.
Yes. You can make
No, you can see. Danny's not a good looking guy.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? We don't
makes
want
good tacos, though, Steve.
We don't want Machete coming after us.
Yeah. Danny Trejo, Mr. Trejo, I think you're a handsome man, okay?
Yes,
Mr. $4 tacos, yeah.
Yes, you're
good. And your tacos are good.
You should be on the cover of GQ. We love you.
Yeah.
Hey, am I saying the right thing?
So the reason why I say that, right, is because this guy, me and Danny did like 3 movies together. There's this movie called Boost, right? So they drew me and Danny next to each other because we're standing on the wall, and they put El Feo and El Joker, right? You know what Feo means, right?
Yeah, ugly.
Yeah. So it was fucked up. And I posted it, and I tagged Danny. He was not happy. He was like, all right, my fault.
Sancho Claus 2. You know what, Mike? We're going to do this for you, okay? If we're available, you know, we're busy people, if we are, okay? Now, we don't do shit for people. We never do. But for you, if we have time, we may roll over there and help you out.
Let me know. Yeah. I'll keep you guys posted.
Because we're very, you know, you haven't seen our other movies we've been in, have you? No, you haven't?
You guys have been in other movies? Like the porn?
No, well,
maybe Eddie.
That would be free. Hey, that's Eddie.
You were backgrounding a couple porno movies.
Hey, somebody had to hold the camera. Come on, man. What's the matter with you? Hey,
I love it. But, and I love that you had that little short lady on there a couple months ago. Oh my god,
the short lady.
She was so. You know what I'm talking about?
Eddie,
the one that's always on the show, or a guest?
Melissa.
She was a guest, but she was really little. She was like a little person.
You know like a 3-foot girl, like a 3-foot tall.
Yeah,
type?
I don't want to say it. Anything you say could be like, that's a little
cutie. Was it cutie something?
A little cutie or something?
Yeah, cutie.
She was fucking little. And, oh my god.
Hey, would you?
I was watching. I was like.
Would you ever have somebody like her in your movie?
Yeah, we'll make a different kind of movie.
He'll write a movie for her.
Sancho
Claus settles down.
Yeah. So look, check this out. So we did try to hire some little people for Sancho Claus, but it was so hard with their schedule. I had another scene with And we couldn't book them, so we had to shoot around them. I did have, in the beginning of the movie, we tried to hire a Santa Claus to die, right? And no Santa Claus would die, so we had to hire a little person, dress him as Santa Claus, so he died. But yeah, no regular Santa wanted to die. They were like, Santa's a saint, you can't kill him. So we had to hire a miniature Santa, you know, like a little mini Santa.
A little Santa, huh?
A little Santa. Not bad Santa, but a little mini Santa.
So what, okay, Alberto, you remember that person we had on?
I actually don't.
She was a little blonde.
She was only little person we had on.
Maybe I missed that show.
Yeah, well, Eddie, you remember,
no,
right?
No, you were on the...
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, well, what would you call her? People, I got to use some words because I don't know, and I'm not into this cancel culture shit. But I know there's midgets, there's dwarfs, Little people is something that I know, but I mean, there's a scientific name for them that you study in school, so it's okay. Dwarfism. Okay, dwarfism is a word that is used in science, right, Alberto?
Leave me out of this.
It is, but I don't know how the difference between dwarfism and I don't know what the other name is for a midget, but there's another name.
So check it out. When the guy got here, I was like, hey, I told my producer, hey, the midget's here. And he came out of the room. He's like, you're not supposed to call us midget. We're dwarves. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, from Time Bandits? Like, what do you mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, so dwarves. Yeah, maybe midgets isn't as a word. It's a dwarf. Dwarfs or dwarfism. Yes. Yeah, what's the matter with you, Mike?
I didn't know, dude. I was like, hey, the midget's here. And they were like, what? Like, he came out. He came out all angry, like fucking all 3 foot of him. I was like, what? Like I was
swore. He didn't kick you in the shins, did he?
As a PlayStation.
No. Yeah, PlayStation. No, so, but he was cool as heck. His name was something the dwarf. I remember that.
The angry dwarf?
But he was cool. Yeah, he was angry. He didn't have a PlayStation either.
Eddie, you got another question for Mike?
Let's see.
Hey, maybe Santa Claus could do some graffiti on your brick wall behind you, Eddie.
Oh, what else, Santa doesn't write.
What else have you got going on, Mike, besides movies and music?
So I got a TV show coming out in January called Second Chance. Just had a movie come out on all platforms called To Live and Die in East L.A. It dropped about in August.
Is that the one you sent me?
No. That's called Mi Amigo. That was a short film that we did for AFI American Film Institute.
That was a good one. I liked it. I'm gonna send it to Alberto and Eddie.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah, I liked it. I really did. It was good.
I have a bunch of them that I'm going to start releasing, because usually what I do is I produce my own projects. I write my own projects. Some of them are based on true stories. So I don't really try to put it out there. Like, I know what I do. I know what I can do. So, I just keep it kind of to myself until someone sees it. And it's like, so we actually wrote the full movie. I'll send it to you this week because I'm going to post it on. Oh, today I'm going to post it. So we wrote this movie called Loco, right? And we shot it. It was like 15 minutes, 10 minutes, something like that. And then we wrote the whole script, right? So we sent it off. They wanted to buy it, but they wanted to recast me as a girl. And I was like, I'm not going to give you my whole story of my life and let you recast me as a girl. That's not going to happen. So the producers were really pissed. They were like, well, we wrote this whole movie and you don't want to let the studios have it because they want to put a girl in it. I'm like, that's not a girl's story. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that story was not made for a woman. It was my true story, you know? So I'll send it to you in a little while.
Were you going to be in the movie playing a girl, or they were going to just do a whole new cast with a girl playing the role that you have as a guy?
They wanted to cast a female in my spot.
So what about you? You were kicked out?
I was done.
Well, if they were going to buy it.
They were buying it from you.
They were buying it, and then they could do whatever they want with it, I guess. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
You didn't do it, did you?
But it was like, it was my true story of my life, and I was like, fuck no. I was like, hell no. I told him, you guys are fucking acting like crooks, like, you know? I said, how the fuck are you guys trying to sell my story
as a girl?
To have a female play. Yeah. But, I mean, you gotta think, like, all these movies right now are female leads. There's a lot of female leads. And I don't know why that is. It's just the studios at this time, you know? But
well, tell them
it really sucks because.
Tell them to have the females write their own story.
Right, exactly. They want to steal a man's story and be like, oh yeah, I'm a gangster. Like, no, you're not, girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Man, but. I'm trying to picture Santa Claus as a woman. I don't know. I can't do that. I can't. Sorry. I just can't. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Yeah.
No, so Go ahead. Go ahead.
The TV show, Mike.
Go ahead.
Is the TV show going to be on the Amazon or Peacock or something?
USA TV. It should be released.
Oh, USA TV.
Peacock.
Yeah.
What Peacock.
What'd you get Peacock from?
There's a Peacock app.
I know. You just threw that out there randomly?
Well, Peacock. No, there's Peacock, Amazon. There's Tubi.
So USA is a regular TV channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you'll be on a regular TV show? Regular TV channel. Yeah. That's cool.
I got 6 episodes. So I'm on there for 6 episodes. And then it's with a bunch of people in that show. The girl who sang... what is that movie? We Don't Talk About Bruno. You know, We Don't Talk About Bruno. On that movie, I don't even know the name of the movie, but she's a award winner, Grammy winner, and she's the lead in the movie or the TV show that we just did. I don't even know their names.
Hey, Mike.
But yeah, it's a really good show. The trailer hasn't come out yet, or I would post it. But as soon as the trailer comes out, but it was a good time.
Hey, do me a favor. Before we get out of it, why don't you tell everybody how they can contact you or buy any of your merchandise and all that good stuff?
You can contact me on my cell phone. My phone number is 323 bleep, 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 bleep. My Instagram is actor Michael Flores, the real Santa Claus on TikTok. Hit me up on the DM. You know what I mean? Hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on Facebook, on Messenger. I don't really respond, but I'll like it.
He'll put a little heart on it.
I'll put a heart on it, meaning that I seen it. You know what I mean? Like,
you seen it, but that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sure if they sent you a message about wanting to buy something or something, you'll sit and you'll type and you'll let them know, right?
Or even if they want to come give me a massage, I'm definitely responding. Oh. I'm sending them the address.
You give them a Sancho stocking for that, huh?
Oh, they get a stocking and more. Sure, we're gonna stuff the stocking.
Well, hopefully next year or whenever the new movie comes out, we'll have some Sancho Claus condoms. That would be a good merchandise thing to have. And
Don't even go there.
Well, you don't want little
Can
Sancho
I tell
Clauses.
You something?
Sure.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
So one of my sneaky links, right, had an IED, what do they call it, whatever, to stop them from getting pregnant?
Yes.
And she's pregnant.
Unbelievable.
From you?
I don't know. Maybe from you.
Oh.
Maybe it's yours.
Maybe,
hey,
no. Hey, maybe this DUI thing she had in her, maybe really she didn't have it.
No.
Did you check?
It.
Did you? Oh, you felt,
I felt it?
Oh, yeah. Get out of here. You can't feel that thing.
I think I moved it.
You probably broke it. You probably knocked it off or something.
Hey, because you're not supposed to get pregnant on those things, right? So I think I moved it so much that it got pregnant.
Eddie, what are the chances that she just told Santa Claus she had one because she wanted to sleep with him, but she really didn't? She just wanted a little Sancho baby.
No, she's going to have one now, she said, but like 99% something, you're not supposed to be able to get pregnant. But if you move it,
he'll be on a TV show saying, "You are the father."
Yeah, I'm going to Maury.
So, are we supposed to be congratulating you? Is this going to be?
No. I don't know. I gotta wait to see if it's. I mean, I know she's pregnant. She did the pee test here, and I have the results. But
you don't want to show her.
When I saw the two lines, I was like, "Holy shit!" Like it.
Well, just don't tell her. Don't tell her. She won't find out.
No, she knows.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, don't show her the pregnancy.
How do you think I got the pee? You think I took the pee out of her while she was asleep?
That's I forget.
I was extracting urine before this podcast.
Okay, I wasn't thinking, all right? I'm trying to help you out, okay? Well,
they got to pee on the cup, and then you pour it, and then the lines come up. I thought it was like a COVID test. I thought it was like positive for COVID. She said, no, that's a baby. I was like, oh, shit.
You can't just stick the stick in her when she's sleeping, when she don't know, and pull it out?
No, because she's got to pee.
Look.
Well, there's pee up there somewhere.
No.
Oh,
how?
You're gonna show.
No, there's no pee up there.
There's no pee. If you go in the right hole, there is.
What?
Eddie, there's two openings, right?
How
Sancho?
Are you going to extract it, though?
You put it in the little... There's a little pee hole, and you...
It's not enough.
No, so look.
Eddie, what are you
doing? You have to put the urine in here.
Yeah. Oh, that's all you need is a little tiny drop? I'll give you a tiny drop.
Five.
Five drops in that little hole? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. What's this guy doing? Getting romantic?
If it's double line,
it's a baby.
So he must be proud. He must be happy because you still have the pee stick.
No, I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm trying to let it sink in.
Oh, you think it's going to change or what?
He's hoping one of the lines go away.
Hey,
false positive.
Like disappears one of the lines.
He's hoping for a false positive. That's what he's.
He's hoping one of the lines goes away.
False positive.
Goes away then.
He's hoping that's a COVID test, not a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
I might have COVID.
Why don't you go get another pregnancy test? You piss on it and then show her, hey, look, you're not pregnant.
Dude, when I buy pregnancy tests, I don't just buy one.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
He's got a whole stash.
I buy three or four.
He goes to Costco and buys them in bulk.
Yeah. I hope he goes to Costco, not the 99-cent store. I hope so.
Yeah, those are 99-cent store.
Yeah, the 99-cent store test, they already come from a positive.
Yeah,
it's a
surprise. It's either negative or positive.
Someone already peed on this one? Okay, guys, this is it.
You pick with one you want.
He's on that. Yeah. He's on that list. He's on
if
that
like
Amazon
the girl,
list. Really.
If you love the girl, then you pull out the positive.
Yeah.
Oh, you hey. How many kids you got on the way? Just one?
I don't know. It could be a couple.
You might have to do Sancho part 2, 3, and 4 in one shot.
You're going to have to do the Fast and Furious franchise type.
So I'm not going to lie to you. Last year, my lawyer came and she was like, I had a baby with you. And I was like, what the heck? And I did have sex with my lawyer. I'm not going to lie.
Your lawyer?
But she brought a little girl, huh?
Okay, whoa. She brought a little girl or your little girl?
I don't know. I told her, give me a blood test. She's like, this is your daughter. And I was like, oh, nice to meet you. You know what I mean? She was like, well, barely a year. I was like, why are you contacting me a year later? You know, just crazy stuff. But I haven't seen her because she won't give me a DNA, you know?
So I take it she's not your lawyer no more?
No, she still is.
No.
His lawyer? She's still...
she wants to be...
Imagine if imagine her, could she take you to court herself and be her own lawyer? Oh boy!
Yeah, that'd be kind of sick, kind of write a
movie
about
that. get those handcuffs ready.
Right? Oh, I have handcuffs too. Don't worry. Hey, I have Santa Claus handcuffs.
No wonder you're making all these movies. You're gonna take care of all these kids.
Man, yeah, I didn't even want any of the kids. I thought I was done after my daughter, and then I had twins. I had another and another. Oh, my God. That's why I got to work so hard.
I start calling you. What's that guy that's got all those kids out there, that dude?
Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon. Cannon Claus.
Well, after the 19th baby, he doesn't have to pay child support.
No.
I'm trying to get there right now, you know?
Hey, somebody else said that. Who
I think we discussed this.
Yeah, we were talking about that, but Alberto said that wasn't true. He looked it up.
Yeah, that's a
urban legend. No, it's true. It is. No, it's true, isn't it?
Alyssa
from,
said
from
that.
What I, from what I researched, no, that's not true.
Yeah, Alyssa, oh, you remember Alyssa? Alyssa was on her. She's off today, but she wishes she was here. But she brought it up saying after, was it 19 kids, you don't have to pay child support. Mm-hmm. And Alberto looked it up, and he says he can't find nothing that says that. Or he did, but it did, and it says you still have to continue to pay child support.
Wow, that's crazy. I don't want 19. I'll take like 10 or 11. 19? I'm not.
He wants his own football team. He's 11 kids.
How many kids does he have? 19?
Yeah, he has 19.
Man, that's crazy.
He has more than Eddie Murphy.
How many does Eddie Murphy have?
Like 12?
Dang.
They did an interview with Eddie Murphy the other day, and he has 12 kids.
Imagine if you had so many kids, you can't even remember how many you have.
With the same girl?
No.
Probably. Come on, Eddie. What's the matter with you?
Hey, my grandma had 15 with the same guy.
Who?
Damn.
My grandma.
Really?
Grandma had
15
kids.
Yeah, she had 15 kids with my grandpa.
See, this whole thing.
Damn, that was TVs.
This whole thing about the 19 kids, I think this is misinterpretation because if you get a good lawyer, not like the one Eddie got, when they turn 19, then you don't have to pay child support anymore. You have to pay until 18.
Oh, you're talking about the ages.
Yeah, I think people are misconstruing both of them. That, you know, but it's an age thing.
19 kids.
And once they're 19, you know, Eddie's paying until they're 26.
So Sancho,
we learned earlier.
People are like Alberto said, they're getting it mixed up. They're thinking, they're hearing 19 and they're thinking 19 kids, you don't have to pay child support, but it's when they're 19 years old, you don't have to pay.
So unless they're full time students and it's till 26.
26.
So keep your kids out of school, Sancho.
That's the deal Eddie got.
don't let them go to school until they're 17 and that's it. They're done.
Yeah. That's for sure.
No, don't let them learn to read or anything.
Right. Just Braille.
Yeah, just Braille. Hey, Sancho. We're going to have to get together one of these days. Maybe next year we could set something up and we could do something together.
Lunch.
We'll go to Trejo's Tacos.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that. We'll
in front of Trejo.
Maybe we'll do a Christmas show next year of get together, do something fun like that out there in LA, and
Let's get it together.
Well, hopefully your movie's out next year. If it's not, we could still work something out, but that'd be even better. And we could have some people come out and just have a good time.
We're for sure.
All right. We have a good time out there, right, Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, happy
Happy holiday, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
So you can check them out to see. The one that I wrote for the girl was called Love and Loss. I'll send that to you now, and then I'll send you the Santa album. They're both excellent albums, so you can share them with the other people on the podcast, you know?
Okay, yep. I'll definitely do that. And
you guys have a blessed day. Thank you.
Hey, stay out of trouble, all right? You're a good dude.
I'm going to stay out of trouble. I'm just going to stay in the women.
Okay. Okay, you know what? Just stay out of Santa Monica. Is that where the massage place is?
Oh, the massage place? Yeah.
Well, right, we don't want to see you.
A little more expensive, but it's all Asians as well. But all right, you guys have a blessed day.
All right, Mike.
We'll see you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
That was Mike Flores. Sancho Claus. Does he really have those kids like that, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
He has a lawyer, and then the lawyer shows up a year later and introduces a little girl that's his kid.
Little girl. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, huh? Well, it's not crazy, but...
And then he has a pee test he's saving from one girl that she said that she had one of those things in her to keep her from getting pregnant.
The IUD?
Yeah, those are supposed to be pretty foolproof.
Yeah, they're supposed
99.9, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw an internet picture one time that I guess the baby had just been delivered and he had it in his hand.
The
IUD.
I can't confirm that it was real, but there was a picture floating around.
maybe Mike's the girl that he's having sex with. Maybe when the kid comes out, he'll be holding him or he she will be holding the little, what is it called?
IUD.
The IED?
IUD.
Oh, IUD. What does it look like? Is it a little?
It's like a little.
What is it?
It's like a little piece of plastic.
It's like, isn't it like a horseshoe shape? It's like a little.
Yeah, kind of so like a wishbone.
Wishing they don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
Kind of like
a wishbone.
It looks it's like kind of like.
It's a good yeah, charm.
Because it blocks, like a, it blocks the. I think it blocks the two fallopian tubes from.
So wishbone is blocking the little hole. The
well, the IUD, the whatever it's called.
IEDs are something much horrible.
Yeah, IEDs are explosive devices. Man, explosive devices.
Improvised explosive device.
Hey, Mike, yeah. If you're listening, maybe that's what your girls need.
Yeah, you need to put an IED in there.
IED. blow that shit up.
Blow up the sperm on the way in.
Once you explode, you blow up the place that you destroyed.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's it's Christmas, Eddie. You can't be thinking like that.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Well, you know what? I guess if he really wanted to, he could do it the other way, right? In the other hole.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to have some kind of, like, hey.
A safer option.
Yeah, that's safer. I mean, if she has a baby that way, then holy mackerel, it's just meant to be. Could you imagine if you were the first person born from anal sex?
Oh man!
What would you be called? An anal baby? What? How would you go through life knowing everybody knows you're the first anal baby?
You try to keep that secret. You're not. You know,
you can't keep that secret.
Well, I'm okay.
Be a mud baby.
Oh no!
You could be all over the news, mud baby. Come on, Eddie. Whatever Eddie says is just
that is Eddie's opinion and not that of the F25 show, even though that might be a show title.
Good lord, a mud baby. That's not even right. I like doing shit, pushing to the edge, Eddie, but I don't even think that's right. Coming out like Al Jolson.
Okay, I'm turning off my camera. I am not participating in this conversation.
Hey, that was a good movie. You ever saw the Al Jolson story?
No.
That's a classic, man. Maybe. Eddie, you know what? Eddie started it. I didn't say nothing about no mud babies. Or what'd you call them? That's not nice. Well, anyway, seriously.
This is our last show ever, Alberto. It will be canceled.
If you ever knew... If somebody ever got pregnant that way, you don't think it would be on the news?
Yeah, but I mean, if you were the kid, I mean, well, now in the internet age, that thing lives forever. But I mean, if it happened back in the 70s, like when I was born, like if I was the first anal baby, you know, I guess now you can search for it. But I mean, back then you could. I mean, you'll be news for like a day or two, maybe a week, and then.
Maybe a little longer, maybe
some, you know, reporter at Channel 5, they want to go interview you on your 13th birthday.
Hey, look at the first anal baby is still doing good, that he's got a family.
You know what when they do, you know, in this day in history?
Yes. Alberto, did they interview you and go, how was it when you were born?
I mean, get the fuck away from me. Don't be telling people that.
Oh, wait a minute. If you were born that way, would you come out that way too?
That's like
if you were conceived, conceived in the butt hole.
Which way were you delivered?
Yeah, which way would you come out? Eddie thinks the butt because he's calling them buddy babies.
Well, I mean, if you can get in to the womb through the butt, I guess you can get out that way too. You know, as an infant, I don't think you're picking your exit.
That's called the original fork of the road. When you have the fork of the road in the butthole.
What's that post name? Frost? You know,
Jack. Not Jack Frost. Who was that guy?
Not Richard Frost.
No, Eddie. Who's Frost? Robert Frost.
Robert. You come to the fork in the road.
Yes.
Hey, you took the option less traveled, and it made all the difference.
Oh man, Eddie. What if you accidentally had a kid that way? Would you be okay to say that happened and you were the first couple to have that baby that way?
Yeah, if it happened, it happened. And what could you do about it?
The Yeti 11. Yeah, it's fun. Well, I mean, I guess. Well, at least everybody would know you do anal sex. Yeah. you know, they know your girl's doing anal sex. Mm-hmm. Oh man.
I think really one of those. It's kind of like those rare medical things. You know, they'll tell people about it, but they won't give out your name unless you go out there.
If you go out there to the news, they have to have permission.
I think. It's part of like HIPAA laws. They can't tell people, you know, they can say, you know, this happened, but, you know, they won't give out your name unless you consent to it. And I hope,
it's like that,
I would hope, it's like that my parents would say, you know, no, but, you know, dang.
What if they said, hey, we'll pay you $100 million to your parents.
$100 million? Fucking, and you they'll do it for $1,000.
Okay, so let's just say they took money. You find out when you grow up.
My dad would have done it for a carton of cigarettes. Fuck that.
Okay, so they say they offer them a grand.
Yeah,
you know, they're probably going to offer them more, and they take the money. But the deal is throughout his lifetime, to at least till he's 18, every year we come and we interview you and your kid, and even when the kid's able to talk on his own, he's got to speak in front of the world.
I don't know. Well, I mean, when you're a kid, I mean, you're going to think it's funny. It's when you hit teenage years.
Say you're 17 years old and you're on Channel 7 Worldwide News.
Fuck, I punch out the reporter. Get the fuck away from me. I mean, because, well, you know, that would have to be tough on the kid. You know, you're going to school. Everybody's laughing at you. Everybody knows. Thanks to your parents. Wow. You know, they wanted $1,000 back in, you know, 17 years ago.
You bullied, huh?
That would be something else. That's impossible, though, right?
I think so.
There could be leaks going that way, right?
I mean, unless somebody's like a little hole. Unless the poor girl is born wired wrong.
I'm surprised there's so many defects that wouldn't be one, you know?
Well, I don't know. Maybe look it up. Google it. With the two uteruses and two babies?
Yeah, because I was thinking in that area, because I know there can't be leaks in there, because if there's a leak and it gets into your system, that's when people go septic, right? And that's death, because it's waste going into your body. So I was trying to think if there was some kind of hole or something that would lead to that area.
You were in medical school. You should know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, because if there was just an opening there, that would mean waste would get into other parts of the body where...
Yeah.
Even women say, you know how they have to wipe a certain way so they can't get any poop in their vagina because it's toxic. Mm-hmm. They have to wipe. What is the saying? Girls have to wipe
up
front to back, not back to front. I don't know if that's possible, but so they don't wipe into their vagina.
Anything's possible.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Unless it was just born that way where there was an opening, a straight shot from the butt to the fallopian tubes.
That's Alyssa, huh? But she's not here.
We'll save it for next week.
No, I'm saying about the wiping.
Oh, text Alyssa and ask how she wipes. Oh, my goodness.
If we were in studio, we can redo that episode, Wipe It Good.
Oh, yeah. Remember, Eddie, when you were showing everybody how you wiped? Remember when you did that?
That Will?
You and Will. You had a competition.
What do you mean, Will? Don't blame Will. You won, Eddie.
Will wiped like a man. I think Eddie didn't stand up from the chair. He just like reached down there.
Oh, God. Yeah, you don't get up when you do that?
When I wipe?
You don't stand up and like spread your cheek to get in there? You just sit down on the toilet and put your hand underneath your balls? How do you do that?
Maybe he changed. That was like, 7 years ago.
I just did it for the show.
No, but like when you're in private and doing it on your own, you don't stand up and wipe? Like, isn't that what people do? Or do you actually keep your cheeks on the toilet and just kind of lift one cheek up and kind of squeeze your hand back there and do it? Is that how you do it?
It depends. I'm in a hurry.
Okay, do you ever stand up?
Well, if it's a big mess, he stands up as a big mess, you know.
I thought you would have to kind of stand up to make sure you get it all, because that's kind of hard if you stay on the toilet like and try to...
The moist wipes.
The tux.
Oh, man, I just thought that everybody stood up. except for women, I guess. I don't even know if women do. I know I've had girlfriends in the past where they kind of like you to watch them pee and poop sometimes. It's like, why do you want me in here for? You know, it's just like something, I don't know what it is with them. And then they do that. They wipe. They just lift their ass a little bit off the porcelain. And then they wipe. And then I'm like, I'm looking. I never said nothing, but like, you don't stand up and, you know, get in there and clean the shit out or what? Or it's like, I can't imagine just doing that.
They're waiting for you to clean
good,
it.
A good clean.
Waiting for you to clean it, Aaron.
No, Eddie, come on. I just don't see how that happens. I mean, I don't remember. Did Will stood up, didn't he? Or did he? I hope he don't wipe sitting just one cheek in the air and trying to clean like that, because that's a lot of fucking remember. Butt.
Yeah,
that's a lot of damage he does.
He has a bidet.
That won't even work, Eddie.
he just ran a garden hose to the toilet.
Yeah, he needs a whole fire hydrant. Let me see here.
He needs that, you know, you've seen that when you're washing the glass, you put it on the kitchen sink, you just put the glass down and it sprays up like powerful. That's what he needs.
Yeah, take him in the backyard.
Hold him down.
Hose that hole pull, down. Tell him to spread.
Spread and you get him Pulp Fiction style. Just so you can unleash the hose on him.
Oh my God. Eddie, imagine having that job is a cleaning wheels. It's just, he bends over with both hands and spreads his cheeks, and you just gotta
pressure wash it.
Yeah.
take him to the car wash.
While you're doing it, and you're almost done, because you're doing the soap and the wax too, and you're almost done, right? And then he starts going.
Gotta put in more money. You gotta put in more quarters. More time.
It starts beeping, and then he starts crapping again. And you're like, oh, man. Oh, man. And he's holding his balls at the same time, because I guess that's how he does it.
So they don't get hit. So they don't get hit with the jet spray.
Steve's freezing up, so.
Yeah, Steve's freezing up again.
Yeah.
But my internet went out. My internet went out last week.
Oh, I thought it went out right now.
Or no, yours went out.
Yep.
You got cut off mid-laugh.
Seems like at 10:30 it starts fucking up. What happened to yours, Eddie?
They had to come and change the box. The box went out.
Oh, so the whole thing was
outside.
Out.
Yeah, the box outside. Yeah, they
didn't change it. Eddie was taking out the copper wire again.
What box outside? This probably wasn't even a box, Eddie.
Yeah, it was a Verizon box.
They just nailed the box to Eddie's, the side of Eddie's house. Ran a wire in there.
Because we had it about 2 weeks ago. They came out and supposedly they had replaced the box. The guy just put a used one on there.
Cutting corners.
So,
wasn't new.
So when it went out, we called again, and then we told them, hey, the guy just put a used one on, so they sent someone out and fixed it. Put a new one in.
Well, I wish Alyssa was here for, there's a couple topics I had here, but it's...
And she would have kept us from fighting, too.
You know,
we behave ourselves in the ladies here.
You know, and that, you know, growing up when we were younger and we get hard-ons, and you know, we'd be worried about getting them in public and stuff at school or around a girl or something. Like, so you're always worried about it, right? You know, you don't wear sweat shorts or sweatpants. You know, you
gym class was scary. That was scary hour.
You don't trust yourself. And I was wondering, you know, it's embarrassing, you know, for a young kid. And I was wondering, you know how girls, because they don't have to go through that, right? Mm-hmm. But girls, when their nipples get hard, and sometimes you can see through their, like if they're wearing a t-shirt or something, is that embarrassing to them, or do they not like that, or is it just, it doesn't matter? I can't answer for that, but what do you think?
I would say depend on the girl.
Like if she's walking around and her nipples are rock hard and she's wearing a t-shirt and she's just walking around and she knows, do you think she's embarrassed and tries to cover it, or she's like, whatever.
Yeah, she's probably whatever. And if she did feel embarrassed, she would wear a jacket or something. Or,
well, just say she didn't know. Maybe she's growing up into puberty too, and she goes to school or something, and she's wearing a t-shirt, and all of a sudden these big nipples pop out. And she somebody's all, oh, man, are looking at her and she's going, what? And she's all, look at your chest. And she looks. Like, and
I think if she cared, she would probably walk around with her arms crossed or something.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you think it would be embarrassing or it's like, oh, well, that's just the way it is?
I think it would depend on the girl, I think.
Like us, like you think there's guys out there, if they had a hard on in public, they'd be like, eh, it's just life. That's what happens.
Yeah, don't look at it.
Big old boner sticking up.
I don't think so.
Well, you think a girl with big old nipples starts poking out of her t-shirt? I think not out of it, but.
I don't know. That's my opinion. I would say it depends on the girl, but.
You think there's girls out there that would look and see it and go, oh. Mm-hmm. No worries. Don't want to cover up or nothing.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Wow. All right. I don't know. I was just curious. Because that's they try to, there's a thing where they have things for padding, like.
Mm-hmm.
Even bras, sometimes they can poke through those too, huh?
Yeah.
So you imagine if they weren't wearing a bra, because their nipples can get pretty hard. If they can poke through a bra and you can kind of see them through its shirt.
Yep.
Imagine if they went braless.
And they're really sensitive too. Nipples.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll wait for Alyssa to get back and we'll ask her what she thinks.
We'll table the topic.
Yeah. And before we get out of here too, has anybody heard of that movie on Netflix called Leave the World Behind? I've been hearing a lot about this.
I think I've seen the previews for it, but I haven't. I think I have seen the previews for it.
I've been seeing a lot of posts on social media about it, that it's pretty heavy, pretty crazy. I don't know about it. I don't know nothing. Is it an apocalyptic type movie in our day or something like that, maybe? But I've been seeing a lot. It's on Netflix, so I might read about it. I just heard about it before the show, so I wrote it down real quick. Thought I'd ask you.
I think I have seen something about it. But.
And next week, Eddie, is our Christmas show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be
here?
Yes, you do.
Mandatory.
I don't know what we're doing, but we're doing something. I don't know. We haven't really talked about it, so I don't know. I guess we'll talk about it as the days go on.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have the show at 9 in the morning. We're same time.
Same and, start time, ending time, question mark.
We're going to try to get out of here at 10:30 because sometimes... Well, see, now that the internet seems pretty good. But we're going to try to get out of here at the same time. So we could go and have our little party together without you pigs. And we appreciate you. But, you know, we need time alone too.
Destination unknown to you guys.
Yes. What do you think, Eddie?
That sounds good.
I didn't even know Alyssa was off today until I sent her the link.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me a message back going, oh, I'm off today. Did you forget? I didn't even know.
I didn't know either. That's why in the middle of the fight, I asked, is Alyssa coming? And I didn't get a response.
Second Thursday, isn't it?
Unless she switched it out so she can be here next week.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's why.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
She's a woman of mystery, you know.
Yeah, she doesn't even tell us what she's doing sometimes. Before we get out of here, okay, so Christmas... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask Eddie, how's Knott's Berry Farm?
Oh, it was good. It's kind of cold, but it was good.
I haven't seen any pictures.
Oh, I'll send you one right now.
Yeah, please. Everybody's been asking, did he really go? And I go, yes, he did. And nobody did. Believed you.
Hey, it's going to be Eddie and Charlie Brown.
Yeah, but it's going to be like the wall behind him. It's going to be a fake one.
You know what? I thought when I went up, I thought the rides, I thought I was going to get like a headache or something. But no, I did good.
You got on the big rides?
Yeah, I got on Silver Bullet. I got on...
Oh, God.
Eddie, you're braver than I am.
I got on...
Eddie, those rides
Accelerator.
You got on all those?
Yeah, I got on Accelerator, Silver Bullet. I went on Jaguar.
I wonder if that was you I saw. When I had to go somewhere after the show, and I sent Alberto a picture of that. What's that roller coaster? What was that one I took a picture of?
I think it's Accelerator. That tall one?
That light blue one. Yeah, the one that goes way high in there.
Yeah, that's Accelerator.
Yeah, I went on that.
Yeah, well, I took a picture of it, and if I would have known it was going to be rolling, I would have waited and took a video. But as soon as I started driving, when the light turned green, I saw a roller coaster, and I was like, oh, there's Eddie.
Eddie was loading in as you were taking the picture.
Oh, man. All right. So before we get out of here, go to naturalwonders.com and do your Christmas shopping there. Natural Wonders is all natural products for men and women, beauty products, and all kinds of different products. And the website is naturalwonders.com.
Easiest way.
Whoops, wrong one. Is that, can you guys see that?
Very blurry.
Wait a minute. Okay, just tell them how to do it.
Well, naturalwonders.com. Easiest way. Behind me, the m25show.com. You go to the sponsors link, and it's right there. The website, the promo code. If you're listening to the podcast, just look at the show description. It's the number one sponsor.
And they get a discount, right?
25% off. Best offer on the internet.
When you use the promo code?
The M25 show.
There we go.
All and squished then, in one word.
All squished, yeah. You type in the M25 show all together. And usually it goes in capitals, doesn't it? When you do a promo code, doesn't it automatically do that?
Usually, yeah.
Most promo codes.
Depends on the website.
O'Hara's. Do a quick O'Hara's plug real quick, and I'll give the phone number.
O'Hara's, if you in the LA County, Orange County area in Southern California, and you need some landscaping, not just landscaping, mason work. I think they do drainage, sprinklers, anything for the yard.
Tree trimming.
I don't even have a nursery. Like, do we need... You want some plants?
Nursery. Yes.
So,
yes.
O'Hara's Landscaping. Steve's got the phone number.
Yes. You can call them directly at 714-805-1103. That's how you can contact them.
And when you get your service, just mention the M25 show. And what is that, 10% off?
Yeah, 10% off. Even when you call them and you're asking whatever it is, what service you want, tell them right off the bat you heard about them from the M25 show for your 10% off discount. That's when they will give you a quote with the 10% off. And then when the final money's calculated, they'll give you the 10% off of the bill. So they are doing all of Los Angeles and
Orange County.
So, yes, they do it all. They do everything for the yard. They do businesses and houses, residential and everything. So, give them a call at 714-805-1103. And with that, we're going to get out of here. Eddie, anything else need to be said?
Nope.
He's still looking for that picture, aren't you? I think I got
it. I just sent it to you.
Okay. Hey, calm down, Eddie. Yeah.
Come on, Eddie. We started fighting. Let's not end up fighting.
You got Ohtani, okay? Oh, he is at Knott's. Okay. I guess he did go to Knott's.
I did go to Knott's.
Was he getting robbed by the train robbers?
I see the Snoopy and the canoe smashing the rocks. I don't know what the hell that is. What happened? How come he's crashed in there?
We're at Camp Snoopy. I don't know.
It's just like when you enter, he's up. It's a little rock. It just goes back and forth. It rocks back and forth. So it's like Snoopy.
Oh, it moves?
It moves back and forth. Oh, yeah. Up and down.
It's like a teeter-totter.
It looks like it's smashed in the rocks.
Well, it's supposed to be a representative.
I'm gonna cover Eddie's face. Look, it's smashed in the rock.
Well, it represents it. It's going down the rapids, so.
Like a teeter totter, it moves back and forth.
Oh, so it comes out of the rock?
No, it doesn't come out of the
that
rock.
That piece I'm looking at, does it move?
It sways.
Sways.
Oh, okay. Because I would think that would make kids cry if they saw Snoopy smashed in the rocks like that.
It just sways. It just sways.
Eddie, you look pretty happy, Eddie. Huh.
I was happy that day.
Okay.
I was sad because I didn't do the show, but I was happy I was there.
Oh, get out of here.
You could have done a live. You could have checked in, Eddie. I'm going to put Eddie to shame in early next year. I'm going to teach Eddie how to do it.
I was sad because I didn't do the show, but I was happy.
That's the first time I've ever heard you sad. You're always saying, when are we off? When are we off? When are we on vacation?
Yeah, if we
it
ever...
Too.
You know, if either any of us like, hey, should we do a show next week? Eddie, no. Take it
they
off.
They close at 6 o'clock that day.
Oh, you thought we were still doing the show?
No. I'm just saying, they close at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised they close that early.
not close early.
Hey, Richard's on. Do you guys have any words for this guy?
Bigfoot Hunter?
Yes.
Bigfoot Hunter?
He keeps saying, hey, Holmes, and just, I guess he wants his intention here. So, Eddie, you got anything to say to Richard?
No, put down the booze.
Merry Christmas, Richard.
Yes, I actually got Richard a present this year. You know,
makes him throw up if he drinks a beer.
Oh yeah, they have that shit. The doctors prescribe. I had to find somebody I know that's a doctor. Do they sell it over the counter now?
I don't know.
What is it?
Doctors used to have this thing that you take. It's pills. You take pills mm-hmm. every day, and if you mm-hmm. drink a beer, it makes you get really sick and throw it up.
Ugh.
Anytime people, I guess, having problems drinking, right? And they want to quit mm-hmm. or they're having problems, they give them these pills. And they tell them, hey, if you start drinking,
now Trexon.
You're going to get violent. What's it called?
It looks like now Trexon.
Is it available over the counter?
That makes sense. That'd be a good way to quit, I guess.
Patient quitting.
Yeah, that would do it.
I guess you can order it online, so.
Oh, well, I guess
I'll try one of those fake pharmacies.
Well, should we try it? Eddie, would you take one?
No, hell no.
All you do is throw up for a while.
No.
What did they do on the Drew Carey show? One of them pranked the others, like, used it as an ingredient in cookies or something, and then they couldn't drink on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, gosh. Probably downed a whole beer and they got sick.
I like that show. I miss that show.
The Drew Carey show?
Yeah, I like that show. That was funny.
Poor guy.
What was the name of the beer that they drank?
Buzz beer.
Pup? Buzz beer.
Buzz beer?
It was coffee man. Flavored beer.
Buzz beer.
I don't know. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here. We're going to talk about where we're going because I have no idea where we're going after our show next week.
Sorry, folks. That's a closed session after the show.
Yes, this is a private.
They're going to introduce. They're going to introduce Otani today.
Oh, right now?
He's having a press conference. I think it.
Noon or 3 o'clock? I don't know. It's sometime in the afternoon.
No, Eddie, it's only 10:45. Eddie,
we can handle our business session, and Eddie can watch the press conference.
I think it's at 1 p.m. or 3 p.m. Eastern, so it's 1 o'clock here.
What is he doing in the East Coast? He's out here supposed to be in LA.
No, I'm saying it's
in Japan or what?
I'm saying it's 3 o'clock Eastern time, so that's 1 o'clock here.
That's noon
here.
Yeah,
you got 2 hours. 10, 11, 12, 1. You got about 2.5 hours, Eddie.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get out of here so Eddie could go watch the press conference.
6 Eastern, 3 Pacific.
3 o'clock, Eddie.
3 o'clock? That late?
Sorry, Eddie, you're going to have to lose your sleep.
Nap. And the Raider game's on tonight, too. Unbelievable.
Eddie, why don't you go to bed, like, right now?
Well, no, we got to handle business first, so that's a...
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, let's get out of here so we can figure out what we're doing.
Work.
Show intro. Okay, we'll see everybody next week. Bye.
Made my list and checked it twice. Are you naughty, are you nice?
Ho. Ho.
Beard of white and suit of red. Got my reindeer and my sled. My reindeer and my sled.
Ho! I believe in you. You believe in me. I'm Santa Claus. I believe in you. You believe in me. I'm Santa. Ho! Ho!
I have to face stupid reality again.